This is Sundays with Bishop Ken. Thanks for sharing some quiet time with the Lord. Today, we welcome guest reader Brenda Piazza. Brenda is a parishioner of St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Mendon, New York, where she joyfully serves in a variety of ministries. Brenda also shares her gifts with us each liturgical season, narrating our little book's reflections. And now, here is today's Gospel and Homily.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, I want for us to think about things in our lives that can become cluttered or messy. For example, a garage. A garage has a way of gradually becoming cluttered. There are things in our immediate surroundings that can become a mess. When the garage or basement or our room becomes a mess, what do we eventually do about it? We clean it up, don't we? We simply start, and the first step is the hardest. Now let's take it up a notch. What are some things in our world that are a mess? The economy, crime, drug traffic, terrorism. We talked about what to do when our garage is a mess, but what about the messes in the world? What do we do about that? This is where it gets hard, isn't it? It can seem hopeless, and we can feel helpless. Jesus became part of this world. What did he do about it? He came into this world, not to destroy it, but to set it right. Listen to what he said about himself in John's Gospel. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus came to overcome the darkness, which is an image for all the evil in our world. On another occasion, when he met the man born blind, Jesus said again, "I am the light of the world." And John himself said about Jesus at the beginning of the gospel that Jesus was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. But the light of the world died on the cross in about 30 AD. Where does that leave us? Was that the end? The death of Jesus? An ending or a beginning? We just heard those astounding words in today's gospel. Jesus, who said of himself, "I am the light of the world," points to his disciples, to you, and to me, and says, "You are the light of the world." Can you imagine that? He says the same thing about us as he says about himself. How can that be? Well, it's not hard to figure out. When Jesus rose from the dead, he breathed his own spirit upon his disciples, and he continues to do that in baptism, confirmation, and in all the sacraments, and in other ways besides. We have the life and the light of Jesus within us, the light that overcomes darkness. So it isn't hopeless. We aren't helpless in the face of the massive evils in our world. We have God's life, God's light within us, for we are daughters and sons of God. We are called upon to do what Jesus came to do. The work of Jesus is still going on, and it's happening through us. We have a hard time believing this because it seems so far beyond us. How can I have any effect? I can clean a garage, but this whole world? Now keep this in mind. For God, the size of the world, of the whole universe, is about the size of a garage. We tackle it the same way we tackle the clutter in a garage. We can't do it in a day, or even in our lifetime. But we can do some of it, and that's what God calls us to do. We are called to be a part of the great task that Jesus began, and which Jesus continues through us. We've got that light within us. The only question is, are we willing to be part of this? Are we willing to let the light of God shine through us in our words and our actions, in everything we do? Are we willing to live up to the task given to us at baptism? Lent begins soon, and Lent is all about getting in touch with our baptismal roots. Lent is all about getting back to basics. It is a reminder that we are called to be disciples of Jesus and to be part of what He came to do. I know what you're all thinking. Well, I'm not that good. I don't have any great light to bring to the darkness of this world. What difference could I make in this huge world? Let me tell you a true story. In 1989, I was in Menlo Park, California, just south of San Francisco, when a great earthquake hit. It was about 5 in the afternoon. I was presenting to a group of priests who had gathered at the seminary there, and when it hit, we all got out of the building as fast as we could. So there we were, all standing outside. We saw the power lines flashing. The electricity was out everywhere. We heard sirens everywhere, and we just waited to see what would happen. And then the aftershocks came, and the large building where we were staying still stood. It began to get dark, very dark, because there was no electricity anywhere. Hours later, it was 10 o'clock that night, someone said we may as well go back into the darkened building and try to get some sleep. Well, I was a stranger to this place. I didn't know if I could find my room in total darkness, or if I did find it, I didn't know if I could get out if there was a major aftershock. Then a priest came over and handed me a keychain with a small light on it. It was only a dim light, not what you would call the beam of a flashlight. But let me tell you, this little light meant everything to me that night. I could find my way to my room, and I knew that I could get out if I had to. For me, this little light helped me to overcome the evil of the great earthquake. So, don't anyone say, my light isn't bright enough. Jesus didn't ask us to be great searchlights reaching into the sky for miles. He only asked that we bring light, not darkness, to our world. We should have those words on our bathroom mirror. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this week's reflection, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Sundays with Bishop Ken is a free broadcast from Little Books. To help support our ministry, please consider clicking the donate button. Sharing this podcast with a friend is another great way to help our ministry grow. Our Little Books app features our Little Books, daily reflections during Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. Here you can read, listen, and journal in a prayerful digital environment. Sundays with Bishop Ken is produced by Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. For more about Little Books and scripture-based prayer resources for the whole family, visit littlebooks.org. Have a great week, and pray with us again soon.